The words of this song are not necessarily connected in any thought, voice, or passage. Therefore, it is entitled Miscellaneous Ad-Libs About Self-Supported Excursions Around the World, or Trials and Tribulations of the Dreaded BYU Boy Missionary. Sometimes it's referred to as the BYU National Anthem. Let's hear it on the horns now.
Missionaries from BYU, they all swim all day in their Sunday best suit. Supervising elder says don't swim like that, so now they all swim in their tiny hat. Hey, hey. Now what you think of that? At BYU having lots of fun, I never thought that I'd be the one. My missionary call came very soon. Soon I was under an African moon, teaching Rio Timbaluba tribesmen not to drink coffee or tea, or not to puff on a cigarette, or not to riot upon Sunday. Don't do the stomp on Sunday. Well, I was teaching gospel to cannibals in the land where it gets mighty hot. I found out just what it was like teaching the gospel from inside a pot. Hey, hey, hey. Hard to keep my flannel board dry.
Oh, here comes a sad verse. Try to refrain from laughing.
Well, I was teaching gospel across the sea. Ah, my lover said she'd be faithful to me. When I said farewell, there were millions of tears, and sure enough, I got a letter each and every year.
Those of you who are familiar with church vocabulary, of course you know that the wards in the smaller areas are referred to only as branches. And in even the less populous areas, these are affectionately referred to by the missionaries as twigs. And it's in the twigs that the missionary can experience rather spiritually and emotionally uplifting circumstances, such as...
Well, I was teaching gospel in Arkansas. 2 long years there I spent, and I found out just what it was like being Relief Society president. Hey, hey, hey. They had a very small twig.
Just a word of explanation before we get on into the last verse. It deals with the activities of returned missionaries on dates at BYU and the requirements and stipulations that are placed upon them as they come back to BYU. How would you feel if you'd been at arm's length, untouched, for 2.5 years and suddenly were surrounded by 8 or 10 or 12 or 14,000 mad, panting, missionary-seeking, marriage-conscious, completely out of hand, beautiful BYU co-eds?
Missionary returns to BYU. He takes his girl to a show or two. She says, honey, why you look that way? He says, it's been 5 months, 3 weeks, and 7 days. Hey, hey, hey. That sounds like 6 months.
In conclusion, may I say, hot post 'em.